Caribou Hopeball is good. Today's daf is Ksuvos Daf Dalid. I've been a little bit under the weather here, but Baruch Hashem, just trying to pound out. Mitzvah Hashem, I'll try and pound out this shir, and I'll go right down the other geshav. Today's shir is Bischus Rafu Shalem Afor Shlomo Aaron Ben Chaya, Sukh Sharkol Yisrael, Shabizokot Rafu Shalem. So we said yesterday, we quoted this long brisa, and we had said one of the things we said in the brisa, the Machmasa Ones, right, for some sort of Ones, right, so you're allowed to get married on Monday. So the shadow was, what was this onus? What are we talking about over here? So you had a couple of possibilities. The general, the army coming, whatever. So now Gemara, like I said, is going to take a complete another detour. We pretty much spend the entire daf talking about Hilchos Avelus. So the Gemara says, four lines up, what is the onus that we're talking about in this Braisa Kidatani? Like we learned that a Braisa Hareha, Shayapito, Afwe, Vatavcho, Tavuach, Vayeno, Mazuk. Say the guy, everything's ready for the wedding. You have the bread, you got the meat, the shechted, the wine is poured, the wine is diluted. Right, back then they didn't have they had wine which is very strong. You couldn't drink it until you diluted it. So that was a way of processing the wine. Right, everything's prepped, and then Rachman al-Tzlan makes aviv shel chasan al ima shel kala. The father of the chasan, the mother of the kala, passes away. Rashi points out that is specific. That is specific. Those are two specific examples because they're the ones who take care of all of the suited needs. The husband of the chazan takes care, helps him with the suda. The mother of the kala preps all the makeup, etc. So you stand a chance to lose. You're going to lose all this stuff. So what happens? So we say machnisin as amis lachader. They put the as maybe not cruel, but as hard emotionally as it is. Right, the mace goes into another room. There's a chazan lakala v'chuppah. They take the chazan and kala. They go down to the chuppah. Ubal bilas mitzvah. They sleep together once. Uporish. And then they separate. V'noeg shivas yamei mishta. They have sheva brachos. V'achaka. Obviously, as Rashi says, right, just to be clear, v'yikbru sameis miyad. We don't leave the mace there in the room for a week. Right? We go bury the mace. And normally, burying the mace would result in avelos. But since the wedding happened first, so that's what the Gemara says, right? They have shivas yamei mishta. You have Sheva Brachos, and then there's Avelos. And those days they sleep separately. As we'll analyze on number days, we're nervous that they will have another Bia, and another Bia is Asur during Avelos, or another is not allowed to be with his wife. And we don't hold back any jewelry, makeup, etc. from the Kala for those 30 days. Again, you normally, as we'll see on Amud Beis, we wouldn't do that during the Avelos, right? Rashi already pointed out over here in Dibur Maskul Kol Shloshim Yom, right? That we wouldn't normally, in Avelos, a man's wife will not put on that type of makeup. Okay, but again, since they're newlyweds, right, so we want him to still love her, right, still be attracted to her, etc. Those examples are specific. Because those are the people who specify, as we said before, those are the people who work for those specific things for the wedding. But if it's the opposite, so then we don't do that. Maybe we don't push off everything and have this whole song and dance. So I'm a Rav from Bar Papa, I'm a Rav Chista. Lo shonu ela shenosin mayim lagavi bazar. Now this is all, says Rav from Rav Chista, that if they didn't put the water on the meat, meaning that's part of the process of preparing the meat, right? You're not able to sell it anymore, right? To wash off all the salt, to get out the blood. So that was, meaning that was like, you were unable, that didn't go back in the freezer, as shall we say. Avalonos on Mayim al Gabe is a Basar, but if you didn't do that stage yet, so that Mizdavin, then you can just sell, the stuff that they prepare for the wedding, and then you can just push everything off, right? You do Avelis first, and then they do Shavaramas. Amar Rava, Rava says, and in a big city, even in a big city, right, everybody's good, right? There are a ton of people who are available and interested in buying ready prepared meat, so that even if you did pour the water on the meat, and then the meat is already processed, so still you can just sell everything and push everything off. I'm of Papa, and in a village, and when you don't have a lot of people to buy it, even if you didn't put the water on the meat, so then we do not sell it, meaning that you do the wedding, because you just know it's a big hefset here, you're going to lose all the money. So Gemara just says quickly, well, okay, if you're telling me in a big city, right, it doesn't matter. Even if you did put the water on, and in a village, even if you didn't put the water on, right, in both cases, you can either sell or don't sell. Right? So when Rav Chista said, Elder Rav Chista, Hekli Mishkakuzah, right? When Rav Chista said, it depends on whether you put the water on the meat, so what case is that? So Amar Rashi, you could go in the Masa Machasia, like in the town of Masa Machasia, the Mafka, the Krach, the Mafka, Mikvar, right? Which is neither, right? It's an in-between city, as you might have guessed, right? It's an in-between. So then you have that, depends on whether you put the water on or not. Tani Kavas de Rav Chista, we have a Bryce that supports Rav Chista. Again, very similar to what we've been learning. Harei Shahia Pito, Ofo, Evatoh, Homo Tavuok, Vienu, Mazuk, everything was ready for the wedding. Everything was prepared. The meat was poured. The water was poured on the meat, and then someone passes away. You put the mace in another room. They sleep together. Then they separate. They have shiva. And they sleep separately. And so too, and this is important, we're going to try to analyze what that means, and so too, right, which of the above halachos is also true by the following. Misha pirsa ishto nida, right, so too, if a person is going to get married, and all of a sudden, right, the day of the wedding, his wife becomes a nida, so, hu yoshin bin hanashim, vi yishana bin hanashim, right, they sleep separately. V'in morin tachshitim in a kol amid yom. And we make sure the woman is make-up the entire 30 days. And regardless, right, this is a topic we'll talk about tomorrow, Motzei Shem, you should not have bia on Friday night and not on Motzei Shem. So Amar Mar said, who yashin bin anashim, who yishana bin anashim, right? They sleep separately. So I'm saying, hey, leila Rabbi Yochanan. Apparently we see that supports, that proves Rabbi Yochanan. Dam Rabbi Yochanan. Afaf bisha amru in avelos b'moed, right? Even though we said there's no avelos b'moed, by a cholamoid, right, by a yamtif, it's alva dvarim shevitzina noeg, right, but things that are happening in private, like let's say bia, right, you should be noeg, meaning you're not going to have outward avilus on a moed, on a cholamoid, or whatever, a yamtif, it should be a, but tachlis is, right, again, it's, you're going to be noeg dvarim shevitzina, and that certainly is dvarim shevitzina, so that's what's going on over here, meaning for the shevitzim and moed, right, Rashi points out, and one of these, one of them, I think on the top one, maybe, yeah, the top Rashi points out that the Sheva Brachos are like a regal for him. And so therefore, the person, you know, is like a regal. But still, he's not going to be doing anything that is in private, right, that would violate the halachos of Avelis. And then obviously that includes being with his wife. Darash Rav Yosef Berei Derava Mishmei Derava. Quoted in the name of Rava, Lo Shna Ela Shalo Baal. All this is only if there was no Bia yet. Avabal ishto, but if avabal, but if they had bias, then ishto yishana imo, then they sleep together. Right? We assume that they'll be able to hold themselves back. The Gemara says, "Aye, v'halcha b'dibal askim." No, what are you talking about? The whole case over here, right? We read, basically had this brisa twice. Right? The case is where they go, they sleep together once, and then they separate. So v'katani hu yoshin bin anashim v'yishana bin anashim. Right? And the brisa says clearly that they sleep separately. Kikamar apirsan ishto nida. No, so that was only going on the second case, right? If you remember, we had v'chein. Right, that's only right if they didn't sleep together. So therefore, right, if they did, though, then they could sleep together. So Gemara says, "I have a v'chein katani," but didn't we say v'chein and so too, meaning that the halachos are the same in both cases, both the case of avelus and the case of nida? So Gemara says, "Okay, Gemara, no, really, this is what I meant to say: v'chein misha pirsa ishto nida v'lo baal." That in so too, in a case specifically, where. The guy's wife became Anita. They didn't have Bia yet. So that, in that case, who Yoshin bin Hanashim v'Ishto Yishana bin Hanashim. So the Gemara just says, well, the name of the Avelus Kila Leminida. That seems to imply that Avelus is more Mekel, right? The halachas of Avelus is more Mekel than Nida. Right? By Nida, we're going to trust him not to mess around. But by Avelus, right, the halachas are less serious. We don't trust him so much, therefore we're going to separate him from his wife. But we see that the opposite is true. Anything a woman usually does for her husband, right? Neither osa labala, neither can do them. Except for pouring his wine, or pouring his cup, or whatever, pouring his drinks. Fasas amita, making his bed, and washing his face, and his hands, his legs, etc. If you look at the avelos, but by avelos, I mean, you see that she can't do that by those things. By by neither, implying we don't want to get them to get too close. But by Avelis, Tanya, we learned that even though a person's not allowed to force his wife to put on makeup, but MS Amru, really, the truth is that Muzegas Lo Kosum, Mutas Lo Mitam, Rachatas Lo Pan of Yadav Raglov, she's allowed to do all these intimate things for him. When we're in halachos of Avelis, we see that we are allowed to do those things, and we see that Avelis is probably more serious because we're not concerned that we'll have all these familiar, intimate type things, and that will lead to anything. So, which is it? Is Avelis more serious or neither more serious? The Gemara says, "Lo kasher kam b'Avelis didei, kam b'Avelis dida." No, depends. Right? If it's his Avelus, meaning our Bryce over here is his Avelus, Vigla Rashi Kan Bavelus today, he explained it very beautifully, just to paraphrase. Right? I'll just paraphrase, but if you want, you could look at it, right, straight across. Right? So if, by in our Bryce, and we say that we're concerned that something might happen, that's when he's an Avel. Because Tachos by a guy, you know, if his Yitzhahara overcomes him, so he's not going to really care. But Kan Bavelus Tidah, but when she's an Avel, when she's more in mourning for her parents or whatever it is, Rahman al-Islam, so she can do all these things. And even if the guy kind of propositions her, so she's not, obviously she's not going to be interested in that. She's going to, you know, she's not going to have those issues. So we're not concerned that there might be some sort of intimacy that results because of it. Aye, the Gemara says, oh, very good, sharp kasha. But didn't we give two examples? We said that the father of the chosan or the mother of the kala. So clearly, we're talking about a case where the wife is also an avel. I mean, not also, not both, but either one. And either the chosan or the kala. So Gemara says, ki kitani ashara. No, that's on the rest. I mean, that's on the rest of it. Right? Meaning that we put the whole song and dance, that we put the mace in the other room, etc., etc. But the fact that they split, when they split sleeping, right? That's only, when do we separate them? That's only if the chasam is the other. When me shani being avelus today and avelus today, really, do we really separate? But do we really distinguish between his avelus and her avelus? Vatani did one in the raisa. Me shamis chama vochamoso. If his mother-in-law or father-in-law passes away, right? This is the wife's parents, either one, right? Eino yochel lechovas yishto lios kochas vios pokasas, right? He can't force his wife to wear makeup. Ela kova mitaso v'nog ima avelis. Rather, he flips his own bed. That's one of the things they used to do. They used to flip the bed. Nowadays, it's not so much, it's not irrelevant, but tachlis, he keeps avelis with her. V'chein, and so too, mi shemis chamea o chamosa, if her mother-in-law or her father-in-law pass away, right? This is the chosin's father, or the chosin's mother, chas shalom. She's not allowed to put on makeup. But she keeps avelus with him as well. So we see there's no difference between, you know, they all keep the same halachos, right? Regardless of whose parents pass away. Says, right, so now you have to add that when the husband's the one who's the avel, so then they sleep separately. I have a chayin katani, but doesn't say the chayin, and so too, right? They have the same halachos. No, kikatani, akicho ve'apirchos. No, that's only going on the makeup thing. I have a imo katani, doesn't say that they sleep together. An imo with him, she sleeps with him. So my love, imo v'amita, doesn't that imply that they sleep in the same bed? Right? So apparently, we're going to trust him, as Rashi says over here. We're still going to trust the guy when it's his avelus. No, really, we're going to separate them and they can sleep in the same house, but I can't sleep in the same bed. As Rav said to his son Chia, I guess his wife, Chia's wife had lost a parent. So Ba'apa, in front of her, meaning her presence, so no gaveluso, when you can have, you can be no gavelus. But the lo Ba'apa, when she's not around, so then no gaveluso, you don't have to be an ovel if she's not around. Ravashi says, forget all this stuff, right? You're trying to bring a proof between, trying to bring all these tirutzim in between the difference between Nida and Avelis and his Avelis and her Avelis. No, our specific Avelis case is completely different. Ravashi Amar Mi Kimidomis Avelusa. Don't compare this Chasan and Kala case to all other cases of Avelis. Avelusa da Alma Chomer. Right, in general, Avelus in general is very machmir. Right, no one's going to override that. Right, a person lost their parents. No one is jumping in to do anything inappropriate. Right, what's going on over here? There's a very serious, seriousness in the house. Terrible. Right, but Avelus tahaka. But what's going on over here? Kivin dakili rabbanan. Chazal were already mekel by the halachos of Avelus over here because, right, the newlyweds were concerned. The wedding, the feast will get lost, etc., for whatever reason. So Chazal already make it, already allowed them to be together and have Shav Brachos, and only then do the Avelus. So therefore, Asa, this is Zulibah. Lazulzulebe, right? People were concerned that people will treat it like a less serious form of a velus, and will be concerned that they'll be together. So the Gemara says, well, my kula. Well, one second. What is this kula? What is this kula that the Rabbanim did for our case? Ilian, the Gemara just points out the technicality. I mean, I kind of suggested that this whole process is a kula. Usually that's not what you would do if a person passes away. But the Gemara points out that it's actually curious. What is the kula? What is the added leniency that Chazal instituted over here? Ilian, if you tell me that they let them sleep together once, so Hashem dolo chal alav avilusa. What do you mean? They're allowed to sleep together because the avilus hasn't hit yet. Right? It is a crash course on avilus, but avilus doesn't start right until, as we'll see in a second, there are the two possibilities. Either they leave the house to go bury the body, or they close the casket, or they close the body. What's called Yisda Magolel. Well, just read it. I guess we could read it, right? Either Rabbi Elazar, if according to Rabbi Elazar, Ashi Yetzim Pesach Avayis, right? Avela starts when they go out to begin the funeral procession. Either Rabbi Yeshua, Ashi Yisda Magolel. And according to Rabbi Yeshua, right? It's only Avela starts after they put the body in the ground and start covering it with dirt, etc. They close up the grave. So, Manushach, right? They should be allowed to sit together because they neither of them are Avela, right, in this case. Right, no one's at Avel yet, right? It's only afterwards. It's Ella the Gatanin over Shiva Mea Mishta Vachakach Noeg Shivas Yemei Avelis. No, it's the fact that the Kula is that the fact that Chazal allowed them to have Sheva Brachos first, right, and then observe Shiva. Okay, fine. Now, as I said, as I promised, tomorrow we're going to completely pivot and talk about some Melchah Shabbos, etc. Baruch Hashem, Shas Katan, right? I hope you're enjoying as much as I am. And we'll go weiter in the Heilige Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.